The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text number 2 through 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in August of 1968 in Montreal, Canada.
Hutabhadini Rajendra Nirangshanti Sahasrata Apasvatam Atmatatyam Grihi Sudriyamedina. The same subject matter, that those who are too much attached in the family affairs, griheshu, grihamedina, grihamedhi means one who has made his center of activity home, is called grihamedhi. There are two words one word is grihastha and one word is grihamedhi. What is the significance of these two words? Grihastha means one, not only grihastha, it is called grihastha ashram. Whenever we speak of ashram, it has got spiritual relationship. So, all these four divisions of social orders, brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram. Ashram. Ashram means, whenever you ashram, this word has become little popular in your country also. Ashram means situation for spiritual cultivation. Generally, we mean that. And here also, there are so many yoga ashram. I have seen in New York so many ashrams. New York yoga ashram, yoga society, like that. The ashram means it has got a spiritual connection. It doesn't matter whether a man, grihastha means living with family, wife and children. So, to remain with family and children is no disqualification for spiritual advancement of life. That is not a disqualification, because after all, one has to take his birth from the father and mother. So, all great acharyas, great spiritual leaders, after all, they have come from father and mother. So, without combination of father and mother, even there is no possibility of begetting a great soul. There are many instances of great souls like Shankaracharya, Lord Jesus Christ, Ramanujacharya. Even they had no very high hereditary title, still they came out from the grihastha, father and mother. So grihastha or the householder life is not disqualifying. We should not think it that only the brahmacharis or the sannyasis, they can elevate the spiritual platform, whereas those who are living with wife and children, they cannot. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that kiva vipra kiva sudra nasikane no jai krishna tattvetta sai guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it doesn't matter whether a person is grihastha or a sannyasi or a Brahmin or not Brahmin, it doesn't matter. Simply, if one is Krishna conscious, if he is elevated in Krishna consciousness, then he is eligible to become the spiritual master. Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guru. Tattva Vitta means one who knows about the science of Krishna. That means fully Krishna conscious. Shai Guru. Shai means he. Guru means spiritual master. He doesn't say that one has to become a sannyasi or a brahmachari, then he can know. So, but here the word is used griha medhi, not grihastha. Grihastha is not condemned. If one lives in regulative principle with wife and children, so that is not disqualification. But griha medhi means he has no higher ideas or higher understanding of spiritual life, simply living with wife and children like cats and dogs. He is called Yomesh. That is the difference between these two words, Tihamedhi and Grihastha. So, Sukadeva Goswami said that Griheshu Grihamedhinam. One who does not know anything about this family life or sex life. Family life, they have taken it as sex life, that's all. So, they have many things to hear. Sotubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sahasrat. Actually, you see, people are reading so many newspapers. In big countries, big cities, there are big volumes of newspapers, magazines. They are very much eager to learn or to hear about the current news. To hearing means srutubhyadini. So there are volumes, literature, magazines, newspapers, they are hearing. But when you say, please come here, we are reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, please hear, they will not come. This minus. When you speak of God, then they are not ready to hear. But if you speak of dog, that here is a dog's medicine, you can maintain a dog like this and the dog can become fatty like this and all. It is very scientific matter. You see? So they are called Grihamedhi. So they have got many subject matter to hear. But they are not agreeable to hear only one thing about God. Why? Na apasatam atmatasyam. They do not know what is self-realization. Apasata. Cannot see. Their vision is very poor. Why? They are thinking this body as self. Therefore, they are very poorly thoughtful. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in another place, it is stated, Jasatma buddhik kunapi sridhatuki. Every day, we are experiencing that I am not this body. The body is growing. I am still there. There are so many instances. But we cannot understand that we are not this body. Apasatam atma tattvam. Atma means the atma. There are various meanings of atma. Atma sometimes is meant indicating this body. Atma is sometimes indicating this mind. Atma is soul, and Atma Paramatma, the Supreme Lord. Atma Tattvam. Tattvam means truth, philosophy, or science. So, they do not know the science of Atma, either take it body or mind. Generally, they take it as this body. So, so far body is concerned, there are so many departments, medical departments, health departments, and I do not remember, there are so many departments. All these departments of knowledge, they are practically on the basis of this body. Then higher than this, Atma, if you take it mind, then there are psychological department, speculation department, philosophical department, so many departments, mind. Then intellectual department. But there is no department of the Atma of the soul. That is the defect of the modern civilization. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Apasthatam Atma Tattvam. They have no information of the real Atma, of the real position, real background of all this activity. They do not see. Therefore, they have got many subject matter to hear about this body, about this mind, about intellectual activities and so many things. But because they do not know that Atma means the Self, they do not know. Therefore, they have got many subject matter except this one, the subject matter of soul. Apasthatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedina. And why is there so much ignorance? Because they have made home as the center of activity. They do not know, neither they are educated. It is not their fault. The system of education is faulty. They do not give any education about the Atma Tattvam. They give education that about economic development, about technological understanding, about scientific understanding of the laws of nature, and so many other things. But there is no department of knowledge to understand what is soul. Opposite. Because they do not see, they do not know. Therefore, they are too much attached to this body, and this body means home, and home means wife, wife means children, children means money, money means society, so many things. Ata grihachetra sutartha vittai janasya mohayam ahamamet. First thing is that this material world is existing on sex attraction. And as soon as there is combination of sex, then the next attraction is for home, for land, for children, for society, for wealth, for bank balance, and so many things. Then exchange it more society to nationality, humanity, and go on increasing. But they are not Atma Tattvam. They are all Griheshu Grihamedhinam. Extended selfishness. Selfishness, just like a dog. He knows simply about his body. He won't allow another dog to come in his boundary. That is very poor selfishness. You extend it little more human society, that is family, wife, children, that is also extended selfishness. Then you further extend it, you have got society or nationality, consciousness of nationality, that is also still further extended selfishness. Similarly, you extend the same propensity and humanity-wise, because we are, there is a class of men, they are very much anxious to serve the human society. But they are not anxious to serve the animal society. the animal society may be killed for the satisfaction of the human society. Therefore, unless you come to the point of Atma, whatever extended selfishness there is, it is selfishness. There is no, broad-mindedness. And broad-mindedness, when you come to the platform of Atma, Ishavasamidam Sattva, when you come to the point of God, then you see, everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Here is an animal, he also as good as I am. Because he is also soul. So Atma Tattvam to be described. But they are not prepared. Therefore, Grihesh Grihamedina. So what is their business? Those who are blind to the Atma Tattvam. So that business is described in the next verse. Nidra hyate naptam babayena chababaya divacharti hayarajam kutumbab bharanenava. Now their business is very nicely explained. What is that? Nidra, sleeping. Sleeping, kriyate. They waste their life by sleeping. When? At night. Nidra hyate naktam. Or they waste their time in sex life. At night there are two things. One who has no advantage of sex life, he sleeps alone, and if he has got advantage of sex life, he enjoys. So, at night, they waste their life in this way. Nidra yate naktam babayana sabhavaya. In this way, their life is being wasted, and at daytime, the divacharti hayarajan. At the daytime, simply, where is money? Where is money? Artha. Artha means, because to maintain this body, we require money. Divacharti hayarajan. All right, if one gets money, then next, kutumma bharaninava. Then shopping. As soon as you get money, then shopping. The wife bill, yes. So, in this way, day and night, they are simply under the impression of this bodily conception of life. Why they are doing that? Dehapatta kalatradi atma sanyesu asasvapi teshang pramatta nidhanang pasannapi napasati. They are attached because they are attached to this body. Therefore, attached to the children, dehapatta means children. And kalatra means wife, dehapatra kalatradi su atma sannesh. This very word, sainna means soldier. Here, in the material world, every one of us is struggling very hard. That's a fact, everyone knows. So when we struggle, when we fight, then we must have soldiers. Without soldiers, nobody fights. So they are our soldiers. This body, everyone wants to keep this body fit and maintaining the children and the wife, dehapatra kalatradishu, we are thinking that this body and wife and children and home and country and society will save me. I am struggling against, what is that struggling? I do not wish to die. I do not wish to be diseased. I do not wish to become old man. Janma mitya jarabhyadi. I don't wish to get birth again. Or I want to stop birth. Janma mitya. I want to stop death. I want to stop disease and I want to stop old age. These are the activities, material activities, struggling again. And I am thinking that these soldiers, or this my body, or my wife, my children, will protect me. Dehapattva kalatradisu atmasan asasupul asasapi. Although I am experiencing every day that they are asat, they will not exist. How do I know they will not exist? Oh, my father has died. My mother has died. My grandfather has died. Therefore, I will also die. And my next generation, he will also die. My wife also will die. So everybody will die. Asastu. They know by experience that they will not exist. But still, their business has become to struggle for existence. Dehapattva kalatradisu, these are very important subject matter, try to understand. We know that nobody will exist. I want to exist. That is my intention. I do not wish to die. I want to exist. But I know also that all these my soldiers, including my stout and strong body, it will also not exist. Dehapattva kalatradisu. Tesanga pramatta. Pramatta means crazy, mad. Pramatta nidhanam, distraction. Nidhanam pasan. Pasan means although he is seeing every day, every moment. Just like Maharaj Yudhishthira was questioned by Jamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? Can you say? Maharaj Yudhishthira immediately replied, what is that? Ahannahanni lokani gacchanti jamavandiram. Every moment, every second, every day, every night, there are so many hundreds and thousands of living entities as they are going to the temple of death or dying. Ahannahanni lokani gacchanti jamavandiram. Tesha astitam icchanti. But one who is living, he is thinking that I will not die. I will live for good. That is the most wonderful thing in this world. Nobody is taking experience that I will have to meet death. And what is next after death? What I was before my birth? Why I am here? Why I am struggling so hard? I want to be happy. I want to be peaceful. Why there is no peace? Why there is no happiness? Why this is? Why I am put into this? These are called Atma-tattvam. These are called Brahma-jijñāsa. If a man is not enlightened to this point of inquiring, of this what I am, where from I have come, what is this world, what is this body, why I am getting old, why I am getting disease, so many why is there. This is called Brahma-jijñāsa. But they are pramatta, they are mad after they struggle for existence, although they know nothing will exist. It has come just like a flash and it will end like a flash. Then what is the actual platform of my life, my living condition? They do not inquire. They do not inquire. So griheshu grihame vilav. Dehapattva kalatradisu atmasannesu asasapi tesanga pramatta nidhanam. Everyone is saying that it will destroy. Suppose you are constructing a very nice skyscraper building, but if you know somebody says that tomorrow the whole city will merge into the Atlantic Ocean. Would you like to construct such building? No. I am giving that one example, but it is a fact that the struggle for existence, for living, that living condition will not be allowed. Then the next question should be that why this is happening? We are, everyone is struggling for existing, but existence there is no, I not exist, nobody will exist. These questions, unless there is in the human mind, then Bhagavad says, Parabhavastava, is all activities are simply defeat. Javanna jigyasato atma tattam. So atma tattam. One should be inquisitive to understand what is my constitution and position. Then it is perfect life. Otherwise it is crazy life. We may try to lead by so much hard struggle of life, but we cannot exist. We can exist only when we understand what I am. Then I shall be, this is darkness. If I know that what is my actual need, if I know what is my actual position, if I know that where from I have come and where I have to go, all these informations, if you are fully informed, that is perfection of life. Otherwise, it is simply defeat, whatever we may do here. Apasatam tesam pramatta nidhanam pasanna pinavat. Tasmat bharata sarvatma bhagavan haririshara srodabva kirtitabhascha smartabhascha ichchata avayam. Now he is concluding that don't be misled by so many subject matter of hearing. Just concentrate upon hearing Krishna consciousness. Tasmat Bharata, O descendant of Bharat, Sarvatma means the all-pervading super soul, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishara, the Supreme Controller, Hari, who can protective, who can take away all your miseries, who can protect you from all miseries. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Hari, Ishara Hari, Srotabha. You have to hear about him. Instead of hearing so many other news, which will not exist, you just try to hear about Hari, the Supreme Personality of God. Because Parikshit Maharaj's question was, now I am going to die, what shall I hear about? Because hearing is our main business. You are hearing, if you go out from this temple, you will also hear. Or the sound is always going on. If you do not want to hear, the hearing is going on. So here it is recommended that Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, who is Hari, who protects us from all difficulties, Hari, and Sarvatma, he is situated in everyone's heart. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Super Soul, should be heard, Srotabha, should be heard. We should be prepared to hear about him, Srotabhya, Itatabhascha. And we should discuss about him. Itatambha. Smartabha. And if we hear and discuss, then if we are really serious, then we shall remember also. Smartabhya. And Smartabhya. Ketatavayam. Those who are actually desiring avayam. Avayam means fearlessness. So long we are not connected in Krishna consciousness or not connected with the Supreme Lord, we shall always be fearful. Fearful is one of the qualifications of the conditioned soul. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunatya. Four necessities. Why you are defending? Because on account of fearfulness. The animal is small animal and it has got also fear. And the biggest nation, Russia and America, they are also fierce. Because this is the qualification of conditioned life. Ahar, eating, nidra, sleeping, and fearing, and making. So if you want to get yourself free from fearfulness, then Sukadeva Goswami recommends that you have to chant and you have to hear and you have to remember about the Supreme Personality of God. That is the conclusion. Don't try to hear so many nonsense things. Just concentrate. If you want to hear about God, there are columns of literature. One political leader, perhaps you have heard his name was Madan Mohan Malabho in India. He came to see our Guru Maharaj and he inquired, so what are your activities? So then some of our God brothers presented that we have got six periodicals in six languages, one in English, one in Bengali, one in Hindi, one in Oriya, and one in Assami, and we have got one paper, Bengali, daily. So this Madan Mohan Malabho was astonished that you are issuing a paper daily and simply discussing about God. So my Guru Maharaj said, yes, why not? Then he gave him a nice example that in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that ekangshina sthitu jagat, this material world is only 1/4 part manifestation of God's energy. Now, apart from material, there are innumerable universes and innumerable planets in each universe. Out of that, this earthly planet is very teeny. And in this planet, there are so many countries and so many cities. And in each and every city, there are so many periodicals, so many newspapers. And each paper having so many editions daily. So, in comparison to the whole universe or whole material creation, this planet is nothing and the city is nothing. If you can produce so many news, then what about the 3/4 energy? Vaikuntha. So we can give you a minute edition of the transcendental news of the spiritual world. But unfortunately, there is no customer. There is no custom. The same thing. The Sutupadini, if you put magazines about this material world, you will get many customers. But as soon as you put forward back to Godhead, you have no custom. The unfortunate thing is that nobody is interested about Atma Tattva. So actually, we should be interested to understand Atma Tattva. If we actually want to be free from fearfulness, Ichchatam Abhayam, Abhayam means fear. If we are actually, Ichchatam Abhayam, who are those? Transcendental. So there are four classes of persons who are trying to get transcendental perfection or spiritual life. They are called jnani. They are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical speculation. And yogi, those who are trying to visualize the Supreme Soul within the heart, that are yogi. And jnani, yogi, and bhaktas, and the devotees. Those who are trying to leave this material world and go back to Godhead and associate with the Supreme Person. There are three classes of them. They are trying to get out of this fearful world, Ichchatama. Therefore, Sarvatma, the yogis are trying to find out the super soul, therefore Sarvatma. Tasmād bhārata sarvātmā and īśvara. Īśvara, the jnani is trying to merge into the effulgence of Ishvara. Or the yogis are trying to find out the Ishvara, the supreme controller. And the jnanis are trying to find out the impersonal Brahma. And Hari and Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Hari, Krishna, Vishnu, persons who are in Krishna consciousness, they are trying to find out. So either of them, their aim is how to get out of this fearful material existence. So Sukadeva Goswami says, concludes that ichchatam abhayam. Abhayam means fearful. If you actually want to be free from fear, then you should concentrate your mind discussing, hearing, remembering either of the impersonal Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani. Either you think of Brahma or Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but your subject matter should be this. Hearing, chanting, discussing, talking, knowing. Don't divert your attention to these flimsy, so-called subject matter which will end. Because everything, whatever we are discussing in the material world, everything will end. Nothing will exist. If we should concentrate our mind on the subject matter which will exist. Because I am soul, I am ever-existing eternal. My business is therefore, what is my eternal engagement? This subject matter is proposed by Sukadeva Goswami, and we shall discuss further on in the next meeting. Thank you. Any questions? Initiation means beginning of spiritual activities. Initiation means just to begin.
What
are our activities? Is it very secret? You can see what are our activities. We are discussing about Krishna, we are talking about Krishna, we are chanting about Krishna, we are eating about Krishna, we are diverting about Krishna, we are dictaphoning about Krishna. Don't you see it? Then everything engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is your activity. The same thing will be there. Nothing will be changed. Here we are staying in a big apartment, and down they are also staying in the similar apartment, but this is called temple and that is called factory. Why? Here the consciousness is different from the consciousness down. That's all. Nothing has to be changed. Simply the rubber stamp has to be changed. Somebody is signing for on behalf of such and such, and the rubber stamp is there. So we have to change our rubber stamp on behalf of Krishna. That's all. Parpro. Client. That's all. The business is the same, but little difference. Little difference in this way, that we are eating and others are also eating. So far eating is concerned, there is no difference. But we are eating Krishna prasadam and they are eating sense gratification. That is the difference. We are sleeping, they are also sleeping. But we are sleeping to get energy to work more diligently and nicely for Krishna, and they are working, taking rest for working for sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, hearing, we are also careful in this way that Maya may not catch me. We are always cautious. Maya is very strong. So we should be always fearful that Maya may not catch me. all stick to Krishna's lotus feet, the Maya will not be able to touch you. Just like in a contaminated, diseased area, the doctor is also careful, but he has got prophylactic, administration, he is quite fit. He can go even in the contaminated state. Similarly, if we are in Krishna consciousness, even if we are in the midst of mayic activities, it will not affect. So everything is there, but if you change your consciousness, then you are saved. Icchatama kutuham, namasyatvanyam. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Yes? Why not? Ego, I am thinking at the present moment, ego falsely, I am somebody belonging to this material world. Either I may think that I am American, either may I think I am Indian, something of this material world. But similarly, when you think, aham brahmasmi, I am this spirit soul, that is also aham, ahankar, ma. Ahankar, ego means ahankar, identification, self-identification, ahankar, I am. Everyone has got this sense, I am. Now that I am thinking, at the present moment I am thinking in my material context. So when I will think in spiritual context, that is my pure ego, pure identification. So ego is remain. Ego will not vanish. This I consciousness will remain. But here, at the present moment, I am misidentifying myself. And when I actually know myself, that identification is pure ego.
Mirror
means you see so many things within your mind. Is it not a mirror? A reflection? Don't you see?
Yes.
So as you see mirror, reflection of your face, but you see this body, when you will see in the mirror that you are not this body, you are something within this body. That is, dustless mirror. Yes? Oh, that is not our discussion here. Where you got this Balaram's relationship with Radha? That's all right, but Balaram has no relationship with Radha. No. Who said you? Why do you think like that? No. Balaram. Radha has, Krishna has expansion, similarly Radha has also expansion. So, as Radharani is directly connected with Krishna, similarly Radha's another expansion is connected with Balaram. Or Lakshmi connected with, not exactly Radha directly. As Krishna expands himself in multi forms, similarly Radha also expands himself. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is fine. Yes.
In terms of the spiritual potency of Krishna, and said that Radha was
you put an unnecessary question. When I shall ask you to question the subject matter which you have discussed, you should put questions on this matter. If you bring so many other subject matter, there will be no end. Try to understand what you have spoken in this meeting. We have not spoken anything about Radha, Krishna, why you are being less Christian. Question means the subject matter which you have discussed. If you have got any question about that thing, you should put question. Otherwise, if you make me a dictionary, just as go on questioning, there will be no answer. That should not be done. Now, we have not discussed here about Radha and Krishna. Of course, this is also a relevant question. But the public will not understand. We are discussing on general subject matter. Radha Krishna discussion is very confidential. You have to go to the platform first of all by understanding Krishna. Radha Krishna Tattva is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. So first of all you have to go through the 9 cantos very carefully. Then you will understand. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Radha Krishna Pranaya Vigiti, Alladini Satvirasmad Ekatmanavavi Bhuvo. If you want to discuss about Radha Krishna, that is not in the public meeting. They are very confidential subject matter. People may misunderstand what is Radha Krishna. Generally, questions should be put on the subject matter discussed in the meeting. That should be the point. Radha Krishna Tattva is very confidential for higher status of understanding. Yes? Vasudev was a grihastha. He was a household lad man. He was Brahmin.
He had no
luxury. No. Those who will depend on the charities and arms of the society, they are not allowed to make any luxury at the cost of others. They can simply ask help for the bare necessities of life. No. Grihastha, when a Brahmin is Grihastha, he shall be a teacher. Patan, patan, jajana, jajana, dana, pratigraha. Generally, the Brahmins, those who are Grihasthas, there are four varnas, four division of caste. The Brahmins, they are generally teachers, priests, and writers, philosophers. So society require all these things, so they take up this charge. And the Kshatriyas, they are administrators, so they rule over the country, they exact taxes from the citizens, they live on the tax, and the Brahmins on the contribution of the public. Just like we are teaching, we are living on the contribution of the public. The public knows that there is an important institution, they are giving good lessons, so public contributes. So we can accept contribution. But a king is not allowed to take contribution. Because he is administrator, he can tax. So his source of income is tax. And the Brahmin's source of income is contribution, because they are rendering transcendental service. Similarly, the Vaishyas are the mercantile class. They are and means of living, trade, cow protection and agriculture. And those who are Sudras, laborer class, they will serve these three higher classes, Brahmins, Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, because they have no independent means. They cannot do anything, neither they are educated, nor they are king, princely order, nor they have money to do business, therefore they have to serve. Paritajyatmakam karmam sudra karma sabhavaja. Sudra means they earn their livelihood by serving others. And in the Kali Yuga, in this age, 99% or at least 90% they live by serving others. Therefore it is said, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, in the Kali, in this age, almost everyone is Sudra. There is no Brahmin, no Kshatri, no Vaishya. Of course there are Vaishyas. Actually, at the present moment, the population are the Vaishyas and the Sudras. And there is fight. Your American nation, they are Vaishyas, and the Russian, they are Sudras. So there is always fight between the Vaishyas and Sudras. Actually, there is no Brahmin or Kshatriyas. They are extinct. And because the Brahmin and Kshatriyas are extinct, therefore social orders are in chaos. There is no brain, there is no good administration. That's all. Without Kshatriya, there cannot be any good administration. And without Brahmin, there is no good brain. Therefore, we pray to Krishna, Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govrahmana Hitaya. Krishnaya Govindaya, Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govrahmana Hitaya Jagat Vitaya. Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. So, this is very important. We are worshipping, offering our respect to Krishna as Brahmanna Dev. Brahmanna Dev means the Lord who is worshipped by the Brahmins. So Krishna consciousness is not for the Sudras. Krishna consciousness, one who is elevated to the standard of becoming Brahmin, they can become Krishna conscious. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, everyone comes to the stage of Brahminical standard only to observe these four principles and chant Hare Krishna, you are advanced more than Brahmin. Vaishnava position is more than Brahmin. So, in this age, the Pancharatriki Vidhi is introduced because it is very difficult to find out whether a person is actually son of Brahmin or has that. It is to be accepted that everyone is Sudra. It doesn't matter where and what he is. But he should be given chance to become the Vaishnava, whose position is more than a Brahmin. That is the highest gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is claiming everyone to the highest stage of Vaishnava. So, your question is answered? Who said? Actually, there is no Brahmacharini is not allowed in the Shastra. Where is the question of Brahmacharini? Because according to Vedic system, as soon as a girl is 14 years old or 16 years old, she is at once married. According to Vedic system, no girl should be allowed remaining unmarried. So there is no question of brahmacharya. Every girl is supposed to be married. That is the Vedic system. A father's duty is that as soon as the girl is grown up, she must be married, she must be given in charge of a suitable boy. That is Vedic system. Hriyashudra tatha vaishya. A woman is meant for being protected. So long she is not young, she is under the protection of the father. And as soon as she is young, she is given in charge, in charity. Kanya dan. Dan means charity. He is to find out some suitable boy and give him charity. My dear boy, take charge of this girl. So long she was under my charge, now it is under yours. So where is the brahmacharya? There is no question of brahmacharya. And when she is old enough, then the husband leaves the home and gives charge to the elderly son, my dear boy, take charge of your mother. So she is always in charge of somebody. So according to Vedic system, there is no independent life of woman. Nasriyam satantatam arhati manushangita. Three means woman should not be allowed independent. They should be given all protection. That's very nice system. Not independence does not mean their position is very lower. No, just like children. Children has no independence. No independence means they are well protected. No independence does not mean that he has no independence to act. No, he has got, but under the protection. Just like there are some nations still now, protectors. America is protecting. America is a big nation and protecting another small nation. That does not mean they have no independence. They are also independent, they are acting like that. But because weaker, they should be given protection. Similarly, women, children, Brahmin, cow, old man, diseased man, they are to be protected. That is the social order.